This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, we have a special hour of the Good Day program every week devoted to the charts from Talkers Magazine and the ancillary discussion that comes from folks who either are associated with the program. We know Jay Kirshner is, and Jennifer Horn has been for a long time. Jen is off, however, this week. So Jay and I are going to go through with thoughts and information about the items on the charts for the week, the last week of July 2022, on the top 10 list. At number 10, the so-called CHIPS Act, which is, I believe, a way for the country to try to encourage the building of chips here in our country. There are a couple of big, I think huge, that the Columbus, Ohio plant that's, I think, Intel is building on 1,500 acres. I don't understand what they need so much land for, but there are a lot of problems we're having still. Car makers, I know on the farm, Jay, that I have a couple of tractors that are down. They're older tractors, but they still have one little item. It's not a chip. Something hard to find, though. It's a monitor for oil pressure. And without that, you can't run the tractor because you don't want to take a chance, but it won't let you run the tractor if you can't monitor the oil pressure. So that's just one example. They're really a big, huge problem that we should be focused more on than we are, frankly. At number 9, immigration, all of it. This has taken a back seat, unfortunately, to all the other things that are going on because, well, there's no really good because it isn't a priority with a lot of people. And we see, well, there are those who say we don't have enough workers in America to do what we need to have done, so let them in. But they're all over the place, and I saw another story this week of an illegal getting drunk and driving down the highway and killing somebody. There's no excuse for that.
No excuse. Yeah. But also, there is a lot of truth to the whole, like, there's not enough workers, but there's also not enough employers that are willing to pay fair wages and not be jerks to their staff. There's a lot of not great places to work as well.
Something to be said for that. Yeah, you're right about that. Okay, let's see here. What is number, and we'll go back to some of these things. I'm just making a couple of highlight remarks. At number 8, situation, we're still talking about Roe v. Wade. I think this will be discussed. It goes on for years and years and years until something happens to sort of fix it in the minds of the people who think women ought to be able to control their own bodies. But that's number 8 anyway. Number 7, COVID. And all of the hoopla about that, up, down, and sideways, who got it? I guess that the president's over it now. I had a couple of people working on my farm who had it this week. They had colds. They didn't feel good. They slept in a couple of days, and that pretty much took care of it. At number 6, the war. I have lots to say about the war, but one of the most horrible things, Jay, the understand is a video that appeared this week which documents the Russians castrating prisoners of war, Ukrainians. Take a deep breath. And
that is just
what did
awful.
He just say? Yeah. The Russians, there's a posted video online that shows a Ukrainian prisoner of war being castrated by a Russian soldier who's shouting insults at him all through the whole thing. This is more than it's so disgusting. It's
box cutter knife, just to give you more of an image.
Okay. The situation with the weather, number 5, the drought. I was talking earlier on the Doug Stephan Good Day program about how thankful I was on the farm. We had 3 or 4 hours of pouring rain last night. It's not often that you pray for rain, but look at all the areas of our country that are in drought status, and it's going to be very hot. For those of you, this program airs all through the weekend, so at some point this weekend, you'll feel if you're in the southwest, even from Texas all the way over to the East Coast below the Mason-Dixon line. Really hot, really humid, really big-time summer weather. And what's that doing to the food supply, amongst other things? They're going to be paying a lot of money anyway. This just acts as a double whammy for what you're going to pay for food, even from now through until circumstances change. Who knows when that will be. Number four, as the crime-related gun control discussions, and there are plenty of those. I want to get to a few of those during the course of this hour. January 6th, number three, partisan politics. I thought that one of the most interesting things this week, Jay, was the announcement that we had on the air, I believe it was Thursday, of the two people who have formed a new political party that, according to Andrew Yang, who's the former Democrat, who's with Christy Todd Whitman, a former Republican, that are trying to reinvigorate the country, the economy. And what does all of this mean for the election this fall? Probably not much of anything. But what does it mean down the road? It depends on how fed up you are with the situation that exists. I know I'm fed up. I'm excited. I'd like to see some really good people. These are two people. Yang actually did fairly well in the debates, remember?
Yes.
He held his own.
He really did. And what they're even saying is something that's been echoed a lot by the American public, is that today's outdated parties have failed by catering to the fringes.
Yep.
As a result, most Americans feel they are not represented. And that is just so incredibly accurate.
They aren't representative. And that's because, in part, we're not teaching civics in school. Nobody seems to, or too few of us, understand the system and how important primaries are, because the lunatics are in, like Marjorie Taylor Greene and this guy Gates and some of these other people that don't really represent, other than a bunch of lunatics in their party. And AOC and all those other, that woman from Michigan, they don't represent really their districts, but because they get through the primaries, because nobody votes, so they don't understand what the issues are or who's even running. That's the problem, really a big problem. So these people want to re-educate the American public. They want to, and as you just suggested, the Gallup poll from last year shows 2/3 of Americans think a third party is needed because the Republicans and Democrats are so out of touch. So along comes Andrew Yang, who ran in the Democratic Party last time around, and as I said, I thought he did a good job of presenting himself. The governor of New Jersey, former governor Christy Todd Whitman, who came along before Christy, I just thought she was good as well. She was a good party person, but now the party has deserted her, as it has deserted me, as it has deserted most of the American public.
Yes.
Exactly.
Well, right. The fact that you have to have so many funds raised, because then these politicians owe their donors and how many people had to drop out of running because they didn't raise enough funds?
Oh, it's politics. All right, so anyway, we have the two-party setup is too deep-rooted. It needs to be re-rooted or uprooted, maybe. I remember Ralph Nader. Remember, you don't know. You don't remember Ralph.
No, I do, I do. I had a family member who was a big Nader fan.
Ah, well, he ran in 2000. I remember him back in the days when I used to do more political program. I used to have a lot of these characters. I've always been kind of a naysayer and always have been an advocate for change. And even though I was a Republican, I would have everybody on the program. And one of the things about me was I wanted to have different people. Ralph Nader was on a lot with me until one day I interviewed him. And I said something that really annoyed him. And I'm trying to remember, it's like 20-plus years ago, so I don't remember what it was. And he would never come on my program again. He was a funny character, man. And you know what happened? And the other thing that needs to be changed in these new political parties, perhaps aimed at this, the way the system works. Everybody else gets elected by popular vote, but yet the president has this electoral college foolishness, mm-hmm. and the public doesn't like that at all. The public's getting wise to it, And because Al Gore lost, he may not have liked Al Gore. I wasn't a big fan, but he got the votes. George Bush didn't. But yet, because of the Electoral College, Bush was able to maneuver himself into the presidency. And there are plenty of other examples of that as well. Hillary Clinton got more votes than Trump did.
Yes, yeah, I think it's happened a total of 5 times in the American presidency. Where the popular, whoever won the popular vote ended up losing the presidency.
Yep. The economy is number one on the chart this week. We'll talk about that in several different ways, like the economy shrinking. Has it done that again? We'll talk about that after this.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to use humor. But we don't want to insult your intelligence, so nothing too goofy. And we need to avoid any polarizing topics. Oh, and it has to be about how you can save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. You know what? Maybe humor is a bad idea. Yeah, it's never going to work. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at TreatCV19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
Never. The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
All right, so the number one issue this week is the economy. The Feds hiked the rate again, and as a result of all of the things going on in the economy, the heated economy, the gross domestic product, Jay, fell by almost a point during the second quarter. All the government data has been put together. This is the second time in a row that this the measure has dropped, shrunk by actually between the two months that we're looking at, 1.6%, and that's not great news for the economy. I don't get why, but I'm not an economist, so I guess I can say this and have some degree of credibility. Why do we put the interest rate up? It just slows everything down and always causes, here we go again. We're back into the inflation rate causes deflation, if you will, because people stop buying houses, they stop borrowing money to buy cars, it shuts the economy down. And then, okay, we crawl back out of the hole and things go back up again. It seemed to me there has to be some modicum of the middle here. At any rate, the total sum of the country's goods and services have been rising by almost 7%, and that's the highest inflation rate we've had for like 40 years. So now, and part of the problem is unemployment. Part of the problem is, the disconnect is that we have a low unemployment and we have lots of housing starts. So how come this is going on? You're all recognizing what it costs you to buy food. I know that.
Yeah.
So that's part of the application here. 21 after the hour, Talk Radio Review.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
When you are deficient in whole food vitamin C, I'm not talking about ascorbic acid, the ability of your blood to carry oxygen can drop as low as half to normal. So one of the first reactions to vitamin C complex deficiency is shortness of breath. And in time, this overload on the heart contributes to its ultimate breakdown.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of ideas, a roundup of stories that have been, according to Talkers Magazine, the big items on News Talk Radio this past week, according to their surveys that they do of stations and program directors and hosts all around the country. There's a focus on these things as far as conversation is concerned on the radio. Now, we've gone a step further here because during this program, at this time in each hour, we focus on social media, trending things, little gossip. But there's no gossip involved in the comments from our social media today. First, well, you know, I suppose when you think about Mega Millions, there's over $1 billion in the jackpot. And so we asked listeners to tell us whether they'd like a payout or they'd take the cash option. What are some of our listeners saying with regard to that, Jay?
Yeah, this is a big topic this week. Patty Johnson says, cash out for sure. I want to have it all before I'm too old to spend some of it. Also, I want to make charitable donations now, not 20 years in the future. And okay. Just for reference, when you get the cash out option, it's a little bit less just because of how much taxes are taken out.
Yeah, they take it out all at once. Yeah.
Yeah, and the annual payout is still from $1 billion. It's like over $34 million a year, and you get 5% more each additional year than you got the previous year. So it kind of, it's interesting. Leonard Hoffman says the annual payout, it will keep his granddaughter's family well off until she retires. I had to Google this because I had thought that the annual payouts, if the lottery winner dies, that money's just gone.
It doesn't go anywhere
else. It does. It is considered part of that person's estate, and it does. It can go on
changed
to other people as long as you put it in the will.
I think you're right. At the beginning, if I remember correctly, if you weren't alive, you didn't get it. That was it. But then that changed. The legislation changed to allow for families to get
it. So now it is considered part of the estate, but you do want to make sure you put it in the will as to where it will go, should you pass. Yes.
And if, by the way, you don't have anybody to leave it to, my name, my given name is Dudley. It's Dudley Stephan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N. There you go. All right, here's Diana. What's she got to say?
Diana Julian says, at her age, she wants the cash-out option.
Okay.
Nathan Dresler wants the annual payment, saying, what the heck would I do with $1 billion? Plus, they tax the crap out of me. I think $30 million a year is more than enough.
There you go.
Well, Jenny Breida says, cash for sure. I can leave it to family and friends, and when I leave this earth, who knows if the government will want to take some of it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's see here. Who else have we got? You want to... no, James, we're not. We're a minute off. Anyway, so cash, and more cash. How about
that? Everybody wants the cash. Only a few people wanted to pay the annual. I would go for the annual. Mm-hmm. 100%, I would go for annual. You
what would you do with the money? Another question we asked. This lady gives
Peggy
it to
Holmes
the
says, give it to the church, other worthy causes, buy a small house in two places, one for summer, one for winter, help family and friends. Mike Willard would give it to local charities. Bruce Terstega says, pay everything off and eternally retire to a wonderful climate with no snow and no ice.
Eternally. So that means he's not going to hell, he's going to heaven, then, under the circumstances. Right? And so here's Mary Blackwell, who's going to give all of her winnings to Ashton Kutcher's foundation
to fight human trafficking.
Yeah.
Good for Mary.
Yeah, good for her, yeah, exactly. All right, we found ourselves at 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
Small business owners sometimes go broke. My first business startup in the 80s was a fledgling startup story. Credit cards were maxed, car had bald tires, house had broken windows, and...
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The timeline for a potential Chinese invasion of Taiwan by force seems to be getting shorter. China is reporting. Chinese President Xi Jinping warned President Biden during their phone call Thursday not to play with fire over Taiwan. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, unable to say recession, gives us a word salad after Thursday's poor GDP numbers.
We had high nominal GDP growth because inflation is high and that shows up in the GDP deflator. Real growth was reported in this advance report as a negative number, and that's a better metric to look at in assessing the overall performance of the economy.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Due to President Biden's open border policy, making Americans less safe has now hit the Washington, D.C. area. Democrat Mayor Muriel Bowser is pleading for the National Guard to help with the invasion of illegal immigration in the D.C. metro area.
So I've asked for the deployment of the Guard, as long as we need the Guard to deal with the humanitarian crisis that we expect to escalate.
Republican Representative Chip Roy on Fox News.
It's interesting hearing the mayor of Washington, D.C. complaining about 4,000 people on 200 buses that Governor Abbott has sent to Washington, D.C. since April, running to the Pentagon saying, oh my gosh, we need the National Guard. Oh, well, you know what? Cry me a frickin' river, right? You know, welcome to the party, pal.
One of the side effects of COVID-19 in some people is the loss of taste and smell.
A new study shows millions of people have yet to regain their sense of taste and smell after recovering from COVID-19. Published in the Medical Journal of the British Medical Association, the analysis shows about 5%, or roughly 27 million people, who reported losing their sense of taste or smell were still dealing with those symptoms 6 months later. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Republicans shut out the Democrats in last night's congressional baseball game. Final score was 10-0 for their second straight win. The competition has been going on since 1909. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
It is the story of a husband and wife team from Oregon that have designed baby shoes that melt in the water. Woolly Bubs. $34 for the small ones, $40 for the bigger ones. Jesse Milliken and his wife Megan took pains to ensure that just because they dissolve in water doesn't mean that they're fragile.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, you can have your podcast and eat it, too. No, maybe not eat it. You can have your podcast and hear it, too. What would you do with $1 billion? That's the focus of one of our podcasts this week. The download at gooddayshow.com. Also, we had an overview of how to help you fall asleep. Remember the method? 4, 7, 8. You get that?
Breathe in, hold, breathe out.
Yeah, right. All kinds of helpful information every day. And also we had a nice segment on Paul Sorvino. So many different things happening, so many things to talk about. Help yourself to all of our thoughts and your thoughts as well. We have a new way of you exchanging and the old way, too, on social media, Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter, A Good Day On Air. And our podcast and the program airs every day in its entirety through the day. It loops, just keeps going around. You can hear it at any point in the day at gooddayshow.com. And you also can hear the podcast as well. Easily found, Good Day Show. goodday.com. Speaking of social media, back to some of the comments, the things that are in the news. News Talk Radio is talking about the news. Duh. And so, duh. Okay, so some of our listeners had some thoughts on some of the news stories that we talked about during the week. You want to share some of those with us, please?
Yes, and they're all very closely related. Tom Polner says the extreme high over inflated price of gas, diesel, feed, groceries, etc. I went in Tractor Supply and a bag of layer pellets was $19.99. Outrageous.
Yeah. Tractor Supply is a little insight for you, Tom. My experience with Tractor Supply is that they are usually the most expensive when it comes to this sort of thing. They've created a very interesting body of work, and they've done very well. Stock price, it's always going up on Tractor Supply because they get themselves into locations where there are no longer a lot of these sorts of businesses, and they combine hardware and automotive and feed and all kinds of other things. But in my experience with them shopping around, they're always very expensive. All right, what else have we got here?
Dana Rain says agriculture for food to feed us all in this amazing world. I know that's been a big one. And
yep.
Terry Moran points out the recession we're now in and what's being done and not done about it.
Yeah. More not being done, to go back to what we were talking about in terms of the economy, which is number one this week, the implication or the inference of the Fed saying, okay, well, we'll put the interest rate up another 0.75 point. I'm not an economist. I was never a great student of the economy, if you will, but I know what I think is practical. We have our own world experiences. And when I look around, it doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense to cause a recession in order to get out of a heated economy. You'd think with all the brain power around, there'd be a way you could find something in the middle that would cool the economy off a little bit, slow down inflation. But then you look back at what's happened, the pandemic, and nobody is... See, the connection, connecting the dots here is important, and we don't get this in school because nobody wants to be politically incorrect and say it's the Chinese's fault, but it is the Chinese government's fault. The creation of the virus, the letting the virus go or let it escape or however it was done, which created pandemonium and panic and craziness around the world for a couple of years, messed up the economy, messed up our lives, messed up pretty much everything. And you can argue about whether we needed to do it or not. Why did we fall into this scare tactic? I don't know whether some of you may have heard me earlier in the week talk about what I feel is an indictment of certain parts of the news media when the technical director of CNN gets caught recorded. He wasn't being interviewed. There's a mic open in the studio someplace. And he talked about instilling the next fear factor, and it's the climate change issue. COVID's no longer a fear factor in controlling American thought, so CNN is now on to climate change, and you'll see that. So that happens. New York Times, the same thing. They all want to tell you what to think. You know, it used to be all the news that's fit to print. Now it's all the things that are fit to tell you what to think, how to think, where to think, when to think. And that's because the schools aren't doing the job. The schools should be teaching our children about China and what's going on with China economically and what our foibles are, how the system, and this is back to the economy again, the system sort of encouraged us to go to China to get everything made cheaply because it was better for the bottom line. Now we're dependent after 40 years of doing this on China. Our economy is dependent on them. And they, even though they're dependent on us because we're the ones that really built them up, they're basically thumbing their nose at us. And how is that good for anybody? And the amount of debt that they hold of ours, you know, all of this stuff. It's just, it's all wrapped around things that people say, oh, it's too complicated for me to understand. If we had a good educational system, it would be very clear what's going on, and people would think it through and want to do something about it. Thank heavens, I don't know where it has gone. There was an announcement a week or so ago, and I think I mentioned it here, Jay, that the House of Representatives had worked on a bill and came out of committee with a positive report to keep foreign entities from buying land and property in America. Mm-hmm. The Chinese shouldn't own our farm. I was working with a guy yesterday who was clearing a lot, and he shut his chainsaw. I don't know why we got off onto this, but we started talking about the Chinese. He knew I was a farmer, and he said to me, "What do you think about the Chinese buying all that farmland?" I said, "It shouldn't be allowed, and under this law, it won't be allowed. But what about to this point? The Chinese control the pork industry in our country and around the world because they own Smithfield now. Why would we allow that to happen?
There's just too many chemicals involved. There's what, the woody kind of chicken happening now because
they're
growing too fast, too quick.
Yep. Yeah, all that stuff.
It's unnatural.
Yeah. Okay. So let's see. Number four is crime. The connection to gun control. Here's the mother of three shot by another woman in the back seat of an Uber. They got into an argument. Did you see this? The Uber stuff this week.
Yeah, they were.
The other Uber guy, the story we talked about, the Uber guy gets mad because his passengers, or is this a Lyft? I don't know. It was one of the two. So this guy throws him out on the highway, and one of the people he threw out on the highway got run over and killed. So, but that's not this story. This story is...
Yeah, couldn't even take him to, like, the off-ramp or whatever, just straight up get out of the car right on the interstate.
Yeah.
This one, apparently there were some women who went out, and drinking was obviously involved, and then they were in the Uber, and they got into an argument, and it got so heated that one of the passengers pulled a gun out of her purse and shot the other person, and then the Uber comes to a stop, everybody gets out, but it's clear that the woman who was shot didn't get out. She ended up dying of her injuries.
Unbelievable. It really is. And the kind of thing. So what will happen to that person? That person should go to jail for the rest of her life.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, here's another one. A wife shot her husband after the children at her daycare center said he molested them.
Yeah, you know what? Good for this woman.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Okay, is that that's probably the end, right, of that story?
Well, because she owned and operated a daycare, and then she learned from a couple of the parents, like three children's parents, that there were accusations of molestation against her husband, and at least, so who knows if there were more, she confronts her husband. They're in a hotel room, and she had actually written in her journal that she was planning on confronting him, and if it was true, she wanted to shoot him, not shoot him with intent to kill, but to injure him, so that he couldn't possibly do this to anybody else, and they get into a heated argument when she's confronting him. Apparently, according to her, the husband lunged at her, was very menacing, and so she pulled the gun out of her purse and shot him.
Mm-hmm.
And she was obviously arrested. He's in the hospital. He has been arrested officially, or he's been charged.
Mm-hmm.
And she even said that I never planned to kill him. I just wanted to injure him.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to see what happens, but you know what? Good for her.
All right, here's another story of a six-year-old boy who fatally shoots his five-year-old sister in Indiana. Their parents have been arrested. Good. First responders discovered this girl with a gunshot wound to her head at the home in Muncie, Indiana. Jacob Grayson told investigators his six-year-old son removed one of his two loaded handguns from a safe and shot his sister. How did he get into the safe, you dumb so-and-so?
Well, and apparently he's gotten into the safe before, and they've actually taken him to a shooting range. They've taught him how to shoot.
At six?
At six. So apparently these parents have had their child handle the gun before.
I think I feel like I'm talking to myself here from time to time. All right, so how about this with regard to crime and punishment? The cable company, Charter Communications, this week was ordered to pay $7 billion in punitive damages to the family of an 83-year-old grandmother who was robbed and murdered by a Charter cable repairman. He was off the clock, but he'd been in this woman's home earlier in the day, cased it out, went back after hours. He thought she was going to be in bed, but she wasn't. Charter owned Spectrum. They are responsible as well in this, a combo deal. In the death of Betty Jo McLean, This is a negligence case to the nth degree. So Charter has to pay most of it, but Spectrum has to pay $337 million. So $7 billion. Is this a lesson? It ought to be. The Charter people say, obviously, they're going to appeal the verdict. Mm-hmm. But what does that say about their values?
Absolutely horrific.
Yeah, it really is. 46 past the hour. A few more comments on the number six item, which is the war, after this.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Summer Fun Sale, July 29th through August 8th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $27.29. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code T for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill-up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code T for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code T for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill-up.
All right, let's check what's going on in the Ukrainian war. The number six item this week on the countdown, Jay. There is a school that was destroyed this week, Russian missile attack. We were talking earlier about the castration story. The Russians apparently have lost, was it 75,000 soldiers? The Ukrainian number is that I think somewhere between 75,000 and 100,000 Russians have been killed. Don't know how many Ukrainians have been killed, but the more Russian troops that get killed, the better it is until they get up to the top and kill Putin. As much as that's kind of a horrible thing, but look at the horrors of war. Look at the horror that this guy is creating. And now Moscow apparently is redeploying more forces from eastern Ukraine because they're losing other parts of land that they've already grabbed. They're losing it. That's not been in the popular news media. But the Ukrainians, man, they're a tough bunch. Good for them. And good.
Yeah, good for them, for sure. Yeah,
good for them, exactly. All right, it's 10 before the hour. You're listening to the overview of what's going on this week in News Talk Radio, the report from Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Focus on your cars and how you're filling your car. I've noticed actually this week price of gasoline has gone down. I wonder what that's going to do to the sales of new cars, or does that have any bearing at all? Nick Miles from rautoexpert.com, that's his website, is here to discuss the realities of what it costs to buy a car, what it costs to propel a car, and there it is. That's the old EV tax credit. Get those government guys to make it easy for you to buy a foolish car, right?
Yes. Go for it.
Yeah. And the rest of us are taxpayers. We're having to foot the bill because we're bad guys. We drive cars that use gasoline.
Ooh. But it's fun.
Yes, it is. It's also unfair, and somebody should be suing the federal government because this is not acceptable. At any rate, so what is the Senate doing to expand tax credits for those of you who want to buy an electric car?
It sounds like the both sides of the House have come to an agreement that tax credit is going to be increased for those guys that want electric vehicles. And finally, it's sort of a bit unfair for the guys that got in early and got electric cars out there, but it looks like they're going to increase the tax credits for the guys like Tesla and the guys, of course, the American company in the game. And the guys like Nissan, and also for used cars, by the way, which is nice if you're going to go and buy a used electric car. It'll be about $4,000 for those guys who are buying a used car. It's been a long time that everybody's been asking, oh, you're going to increase the guys that have the expired tax credits. You know, early adopters of the whole electric car idea, like General Motors, lost their tax credits quite a while ago. So they've been losing sales because they have had no tax credits on their electric car, and that hurt them with things like Chevy, the Chevy Volt, and those type of things. So
why
hopefully
should
they're
it be,
gonna be
That doesn't seem fair to me. Why should you discriminate against one company versus another? All the rules should apply to everybody. What? I don't get that.
Yeah, exactly. So now that the playing field's leveled, well, you know, it's interesting too that it was the American companies that got in early, like Tesla and like Chevrolet, and they were being discriminated against. So now that the playing field's leveled, hopefully, but the bill still has to pass and it has to go through that whole political system. So hold your breath, Doug. Let's see if it actually gets through, because this is the second or third attempt that they've had about getting this through the government.
This is the story this week that we talked about, the deal between Chuck Schumer, who's the majority leader in the Senate, and Joe Manchin, who has a penchant for holding lots of things up and trying to level the playing field, if you will. So let's see, as you said, what comes out. Meanwhile, Apple has a car project. Why do we need a car from Apple? Hello.
This is an interesting one, right? They started the Apple Car back in 2016, and it's been the on-again, off-again product. They've been super successful, and I think we should also point out that Apple aren't actually a tech company. They're a customer services company. That's what they call themselves. Would you buy an Apple Car?
No.
That's the big question.
No.
So why are they doing it? I think it's probably because they can. And they got lots of money, but the project sort of been on and off again, and now they've hired the Lamborghini, one of the guys from Lamborghini who made the Urus, which is a very strange looking SUV. Ultimately, the Urus, I don't know, is that the car you'd want to buy if it was an Apple? So that's a difficult question to answer, so who knows?
You know, talking about SUVs that are ugly, I was behind a Rolls-Royce SUV the other day. Ugly. Oh, my God, I thought it was horrible. The Rolls-Royce is a distinctive car, and, you know, only because, well, not that I necessarily can afford one. I had one when I was younger, and they were kind of fun. But too many people look at them, and they have thought, I mean, why put yourself into that? And some people don't care, but anyway, you think, okay, why? Is, again, another question, why? A Ferrari is now going to be a police car.
So this is a great story in the sense that I think it's about taking cars that were seized in drug deals and making them into police cars. Go ahead, do it.
Yeah, there's our friend Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com here at 59 past the hour.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.